And as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. Him they compelled to bear the cross. Jesus is too bled out. He's dehydrated. I am sure only the Spirit is keeping him alive. Probably a lot of humans in the natural would have died before they ever got to Golgotha. Jesus, it says there, is going to willingly give up the ghost when he knows his work is done. And Jesus now evidently is collapsing under the weight of this. The Roman soldiers looking, he doesn't have the physical strength to bear this all the way to the hill. So they grab this man, Simon the Cyrene. He is from North Africa. It tells us in Mark's gospel that his sons are Alexander and Rufus, like, so the church would realize which Simon this was. Acts chapter 13 tells us this. It says, now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene. So it seems he's there in Acts 13 in Antioch, serving as a teacher or a prophet with Silas and with Paul. When Paul writes to the Romans, he says, salute Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother and mine. So it seems that Simon the Cyrene's wife became hospitable to Paul. Whenever he passed off, his sons Alexander and Rufus still had a role in the church, and there are traditions about that from the church fathers. But this man has come from North Africa. He's come to one of the mandatory feasts. He's standing there watching all this, seeing this person, bloody mess, going through the streets. And when the Roman laid a sword or a spear on your shoulder, you were a servant. And they said, you, pick that thing up. Now he's disqualified from the Passover. He's got blood on him. He's unclean for days now until he goes through purification. And you can imagine him thinking, are you kidding me? God, what are you doing? I came all the way from Africa. This is a once-in-a-lifetime trip. I'm here at the Passover, and you do this to me. What is going on? I can't believe it. Now I'm unclean, And it doesn't tell us, when he gets to the top of the hill with Jesus, does he stay there? It seems that he must. His sons are notable in the church. What was it like for him when the sky turned black and the earthquake took place, and 3 days later he's risen? I'm sure he was one of the 500 that saw him. And then he was thinking, God, you brought me all the way to Jerusalem to celebrate the real Passover with the real Lamb of God. What was every Passover like for Simon year after year after that? You know, we know the story. If you were there, would you have carried the cross for Christ? If you were there and he was falling down in front of you, would you have carried the cross for him? Nobody. I don't want you to be envious of Simon, because there's plenty of cross to go around. Jesus said, if you want to follow me and be my disciple, take up your cross and follow me. Your cross is not your mother-in-law. Don't tell me that. Your cross is not your husband. The cross was a means of execution. It's not self-denial. It's deny yourself. That's different than self-denial. Martial arts is self-denial. SEAL Team 6 is self-denial. There's all kinds of self-denial that makes us something, because it's not denying self. But denying self is different than self-denial. And we can do that now. We can take up our cross. I'm not good at it. I do okay for a little while, 10, 15 minutes. Then I'm ready to throw it off. I don't like putting this to death. But there's plenty of cross to go around. And I just can't imagine for, what was it like when he came home, you know, to North Africa, and his wife said, "Hey, honey, how was the Passover?" He must have said, "Get the boys. Let's sit down, I'll tell you." Imagine she ends up to be a believer and motherly to Paul. His sons end up to be notable in the church. Imagine how his life was transformed. And I think our lives will be as well if we're willing to take up our cross and follow him. Easy, no. Not when the world is offering 1,000 other things to us. But they have their own Barabbas, son of the father.